Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
Today, remembering comedian Bob Saget, my conversation with his widow, Kelly Rizzo, as she reflects on the love and the laughter. Plus, the breakout star of Somebody Somewhere, the very funny Bridget Everett. And from West Side Story to the fallout, the talented Maddie Ziegler.
From Rockefeller Plaza in New York City, it's Today with Hoda and Jenna. It all starts right now.
Wait a minute. Is it Thursday?
It's Thursday. The weekend is knocking on the door.
20th, welcome in. It's a snowy day in New York. Just started snowing. How about that?
I like it.
How about that? Wow. So we're so happy that you're with us. It's so funny when it comes to kids and keeping secrets. Okay? Now, when you were a kid, we're going to talk about this because there's Jen DeWan, she's got a daughter who's 8 years old, and her daughter can keep a secret, can't she?
Her daughter can keep a secret in a huge way. She said in an interview that her daughter, Everly, she was in on her fiancé Steve's proposal plan. Okay, so all
the 8-year-old knew.
The 8-year-old knew for 6 months.
And guess what? She said nothing.
Not one thing.
She never let the peep out. How did she do that?
I don't know, because that's not normal.
No, it's not.
What about you? How were you?
When I was a kid, I don't remember. I do remember one time my sister said, I think I'm getting a doll for Christmas, not from Santa, but from Mom and Dad. Look up there in the closet. And I was like, oh. It was one she wanted with the eyes that closed and all that.
Yes. Did your sister sort of get the bad behavior out of you?
No, but then I just was don't tell. So I went to my parents. I was like, Alice saw the doll. And they were like, then you get the doll.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Did you get the doll?
Well, I don't remember. Hala said I did. I guess I did. No, but...
Wait, you told on her and then you got the doll and you're the one that looked?
No, she looked.
Oh.
She said, come here, look. Don't tell anybody, but look what I saw.
So I was not good at keeping secrets.
What secrets did you let out of the
bag? Well, for example, same theme, in the Christmas theme.
Oh, yeah, what happened?
My dad was getting my mom a new minivan.
Oh, God.
And I was so excited. It was the minivan with the wood on the side.
Oh, the wood paneling.
Baby blue.
Everybody loved
those. Baby blue with the wood. I wish I still had it. Hal Hager would love that minivan.
Oh, my God, and what happened?
And so I knew it, and I went with him to the dealership, and I was so excited because it was a big Christmas present.
About?
Probably third grade.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't tell the secret, but my dad would hear me say to my mom, did you know that a minivan has a CD player?
You were a hip dropper. That's almost as bad as telling
me. I couldn't help to, be excited about things like that.
But isn't that, that's how secrets get out. You're always, even with friends, did so-and-so talk to you yet?
Yes.
You're like, no, what was it? No, nothing.
But I'm actually a good secret keeper now. I would never, now it's different, but as a child, and I watch it with my girls, where they'll be like, Poppy, we can't tell Poppy because it's something really important. And Poppy's like, what?
What is that?
I've never anything.
No, it's never anything. But hats off to this little girl. Oh, look at your kids. Don't you just kind of love seeing them? Oh.
I like seeing them.
All right, so the Super Bowl is coming up, too. It's like, get this. It's 2 weeks until the Olympics. And then the Olympics goes for 2 weeks. In between the two Olympic weeks is the Super Bowl.
Can I just tell you something, though?
What?
I'm super sad that the Cowboys didn't make it. This was my year.
Is it because of the cheerleading outfit or because of just life?
No, I'm a Cowboys fan. I was a Texan.
Right.
But yes, the year that I wore the cheerleading outfit, I was hoping to go to the Super Bowl and
wearing the outfit.
Right.
Oh,
and cheer in the stands.
And cheer. Oh, that would have been really great.
I saved that outfit just for the Super Bowl.
Maybe next year.
Or I could go to the Super Bowl party and just show up in that weird outfit.
I think you could pull that off. By the way, the Super Bowl halftime show is epic. And I think they're doing something this year that I've never seen done before. They actually made a trailer for the Pepsi Super Bowl 56 halftime show. And this is a...
Okay, just listen.
People in it.
Okay, Dr. Dre, yes. Eminem, Mary yes. J. Blige, Stop Kendrick it. Lamar, and Snoop Dogg. Like, that lineup alone.
They're all from L.A., I think, except for Eminem.
Eminem is yeah. Trey. But can you imagine if I was yeah. wearing my outfit dancing to them?
Stop it. Oh, my God. It's going to be...
It's a dream
they've
lineup.
They've never performed together.
What?
All together. And by the way, there's a whole huge, long trailer that was just a snippet. It's called The Call. You can actually watch the whole thing on today.com.
I'm going to.
I think it's so cool. Like, I can't wait. Mary J.
I know.
I mean, I love all the performers, but Mary J.
She's
especially.
The best.
Are you going to die?
I'm
going to
die. I can't wait just for that.
She always seems to me to be, like, as talented and as incredible and as fierce as she is. There's just a humility to her, mm-hmm. too, that
and
is
like a, warmth.
A beautiful, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you're excited.
My favorite all-time halftime show ever in the history of Super Bowls was the one where it was Beyonce and then Bruno Mars popped in. Was that yours?
That was mine.
Wait, what?
Yes, that was mine.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was so
were you
good.
Have you been to a Super Bowl?
I went to the Super Bowl that was in Florida when the Saints won the Super Bowl. I was reporting. Look at that. Look what I was doing. I was reporting with my Saints gear on.
By the way, and you might as well.
Wait, there's Brittany Breeze. I was crying the whole time. And by the way, the other thing, I was trying to get Drew's. I was sobbing. And I was like, can you imagine me doing a report? Like, hey, I love
you. You're like, may as well be making out with
him
right there.
Well, can I tell you something that Brittany told me when that was happening? Because I couldn't get his attention because everyone was climbing all over him. There's confetti. People were crying. And she goes, Hoda. She was whispering to me, goose him. I go, what? She goes, goose him, goose him. I go, goose him? That means like pinch your, no, pinch
his tush.
His wife told me to, so guess what I did?
You did what she said.
I goosed him, and he turned around, and she was like,
nuts.
It was awesome.
I was totally joking about me wearing that uniform at the Super Bowl, but that was basically you.
Yeah, I did it. And when they assigned me the story, I said, I want to be clear on this story.
Yeah.
Reporters are supposed to be right down the middle.
Bias.
Mama, don't play that on this one. I am going to be Team Saints.
Who'd they win against?
I can't remember. The Colts, I think.
No,
was it the Colts?
Was it Peyton Manning?
You know what? It was weird because Peyton is a New Orleans
yes.
guy. Archie, his dad, who was a famous New Orleans Saints player, and all of the Mannings are New Orleanians.
Yes. But is that what it was?
Yes. And it was so wild because I was interviewing Archie about his son and then about the Saints and what are we doing. It was amazing.
Man, you By the way, Drew Brees' booty.
If there was a moment, just to reflect for 1 second, the New Orleans had been through such hell mm-hmm. because of Katrina and everything. And everyone would always ask me, how are the people in New Orleans? Are they okay? And they were always on their knees. And something hit me during that moment. The whole world got to see, like, the city of New Orleans, mm-hmm. like rise up. It was big. It was big.
Wait.
I remembered. It was so beautiful.
How did you just take me through all those emotions in one story? I was nervous for you about sexually harassing him for a minute, then I was laughing at
but
your
it
thing.
But it was an amazing moment where New Orleans just said, we are here, look at us. We're like, we're on top of the world. It was beautiful. Full circle. It was a beautiful moment.
You've just taken my breath completely away. Okay, there are a few hot fashion and beauty
what
trends.
They?
Okay, they're taking fashionistas by storm. The first one is panta boots or panta shoes.
Okay, what are they?
See those? They're a full length. The woman's wearing them.
Oh, so you put the pants on.
Julia Fox, who's dating Kanye, I believe. That's the shoes are part of the boots.
Oh God.
They're also called Jutes.
How do you wash them? In the washing
That's
machine?
That's a very good question that I didn't think about.
Okay. Kim K's been a big fan for a long time, too.
Wait, what? Well, Kim K wears them and now Julia's wearing them?
Well, Kim K probably started it because
she
starts everything.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I was going to try to wear some Jutes today.
Look at those.
Yeah.
That looks like leotard and boots all in one.
The washing question is something we need to talk to Kim K about because that's hard. You can't put boots in the washing machine.
You cannot.
So maybe you just hand wash?
Maybe you just dry clean. Air them out.
I don't think your boots can be... Okay, well,
okay.
Okay, what else is there?
There's lots of questions about that latest trend. Okay, here's a new trend.
It's called the bologna mask.
What?
Is it coming out?
Oh,
a bologna mask. Is it actual bologna?
Lunch meat?
If you've had bologna...
Oh, God.
Oh, wow.
For real? It says do not eat bologna masks, just in case you were thinking.
Well, I'm glad, because I was kind of hungry. So if you were a bologna
eating
kid...
Didn't you love bologna?
No, I did not. No, I did not.
Wait, did you not have bologna on white bread with mustard and smash it flat?
Bologna. I hate
bologna. What about fried bologna?
No.
Wait, what?
I hate bologna. I like cheese. I like turkey.
Wait, you never took white bread, smeared mustard on it, put the bologna and smashed it flat like a pancake.
My dad likes bologna, and I thought he was, I looked down upon him.
Why?
I hate bologna. Okay, don't y'all hate, who likes bologna in here?
Everybody loves bologna.
No, nobody's raising their hand.
Well, do you not see Davey in front of you?
One person. Y'all, the others, do y'all like bologna?
Let's do a Twitter poll.
No, come on, Gavin, you don't like bologna.
He likes bologna. I think it's time for a Twitter poll. Do you or do you not like bologna? Let's go right now to Hoda and Jenna, and we're going to give you the results.
Okay, we'll put it on our Instagram.
Okay, this feels flubby. I can't. I can't.
It's baloney. It's flubby by nature, as I told you, which is why people don't like it.
They love it. Let's just listen to our polls, okay?
Okay.
Do you take this off, or do you take the whole...
You take this. Okay, here we go. I'll just do it.
Flubby. It's going to be salty and flubby.
Okay, ready?
Wait, the other way. Oh, no, that is the way. How's it feel?
Like baloney on my face. Is this actual baloney?
I don't... Yeah. No, it's not.
It smells good. This is not what the bologna used to smell like.
I think it's plastic.
No,
it's not real.
Try to eat it.
No, it says do not eat bologna masks.
I'm going to be like your sister. Eat a bite.
No, it's toxic.
Just have a tiny bite. Please tell me if it tastes like bologna.
The answer is, Jenna, the answer is no. No. Blah. Something rank about
it. Also, why did I just mess up my makeup? Anyway,
By the way, it looks dewy.
Okay, great, because the bologna. Anyway, you can buy this on Amazon, but it's selling fast, evidently.
Oh, no, there's nothing in here water, hydroglycerin, it doesn't have any food in it.
Well, then why is it called a bologna mask?
Well, because it looks like it. Inspired by bologna.
It's Oscar Mayer. Okay.
All right.
Whatever. All right.
Up. What do you do if your friend is copying your style?
We're chatting about it. Another social dilemma is coming up next.
I did eat pieces of it.
You had a bite?
No, accidentally.
Was it good?
Join me, Esther Perel, every Monday in my office on Where Should We Begin? I'm talking to couples and individuals about love and work, about turning conflict into connection. More than ever, our relationships define the quality of our lives. So let's explore the myriad of relational challenges together. See you Monday.
Hi everyone, I'm Jenna Bush Hager from Today with Hoda and Jenna and the Read with Jenna Book Club. There's nothing I love more than sharing my favorite reads with all of you, except maybe talking to the exceptional authors behind these stories. And that's what I'll be doing on my podcast, Read with Jenna. I'll be introducing you to some of my favorite writers. These conversations will leave you feeling inspired and entertained.
To start listening, just search Read with Jenna wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back on this Thursday morning. Should we tackle some social dilemmas?
We love social dilemmas. Okay, so let's start with the first one. Okay, let's give it a little second. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Every time my sister-in-law visits, she buys what I have, everything, from placemats to purses. Should I say something or just be flattered?
I say be flattered. I couldn't care less if someone bought what I had. But
I think that's my shirt.
It is. No, I'm sorry. It was.
Oh, yeah. It looks better on you. But I agree. I don't really care about stuff like that.
I mean, if it were chronic and every time you went and you noticed, like, there are your placemats, there's your this, there's your that. I mean, I can get where it would be annoying.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, but I guess it is flattery. I mean, that's what it is. Yeah. So what?
I agree. I think that just means she thinks you're cool.
Right.
But I think the issue for some of us that were born in the 80s and 90s is that movie Single White Female.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it can't get too on that edge, because then you start to think, like...
What are you doing? It's like, you got the same jeans
hair.
I have. I don't... Yeah.
Just like me.
Did anyone ever do that?
No.
Me either. Okay.
Okay, of course not.
Of course they wouldn't.
All right, the next one. My boyfriend is a crazy procrastinator when it comes to plans. He doesn't plan anything. It's annoying and we aren't doing anything fun. What do I do?
You plan.
Exactly.
Yeah, you plan it.
Exactly.
If he goes along, then that's good, because
as long as he has fun.
Yeah, because not everybody is an organizer and a planner. Some people are real happy to go along. Where are we going? Sure, I'll go. Now, if he doesn't want to go along, that's a different story.
Or that means if he gets there and is kind of complaining,
yeah, or,
then you
yeah,
know
stick
something
in the mud.
About him.
But just because he doesn't come up with plans, and maybe, I mean, I know it is annoying to always be the one who's planning
yeah.
every single thing.
Yes.
Like sometimes you want someone else to take it, but, you know.
And maybe you just say, you know, once a month, I know planning isn't your thing, but maybe once a month, do it for me. But
why don't you pick something for us?
Because
I'm the
planner.
And I'll give you five things I love, and then, or let's try one of those.
Yes.
You know, maybe narrow it down, like multiple choice. Or something.
That's very smart. Mm-hmm. True or false?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am the planner. And one time I said to Christine, who's mm-hmm. this woman I know and love, I said, but sometimes, you know, Henry's not planning. She goes, but aren't you the one that plans? So know that about yourself and plan. And
right.
it's like the most simple.
And he has other strengths.
Incredible,
right,
wonderful
that,
things.
That planning just isn't one of
yeah.
them. But I know when you want something spontaneous
yes.
and fun, and sometimes they'll surprise you. With
and
something
Henry
like
does do that. So,
all right, here's the last one.
Okay.
My friend and I had a falling out. I want to give back the birthday gift she gave me. Should I?
No.
Just no. You made your point.
Yeah.
You had a falling out. That's just like putting salt in the wound.
Yes,
yeah, stabbing. Why would you do that?
Stabbing a paper cut.
Right. Hey, and on top of the fact we're not speaking,
here's your gift
back. That's
yeah, no, not necessary. No, and you know, if you don't want the
give it
gift,
away.
Give it away.
Yeah.
Somebody may.
I know you know what it means though. She's still mad.
Yeah.
She's still mad because she wants to be like one last nail in the coffin. And here's your gift.
Yes. And all the way, and also maybe you will come back. I know people who have had falling outs with their friends and then been brought back together. If it was a truly good friendship, you don't want to be the vindictive.
And
you
also,
know?
I do think, and I agree with this, like relationships are about how you start and how you end. And not everything has to be a tragic end. It can be, you know, you can
what
be done
is.
With compassion and kindness and stuff.
Well, you know what? Really good ideas.
All right. Anyway, for 25 years, she waited tables. Guess what? Not anymore. It's her time to shine.
She is one of our favorites, comedian and actress Bridget Everett.
Yes,
coming
Bridget!
Up next.
After this. Coming up tomorrow.
Shopping for a home, the pros and cons of renting versus buying.
And how about some delicious barbecue to kick off your weekend?
Plus, Yvonne Orji and Maria Shriver.
It's Friday on Hoda and Jenna.
Okay, if you have ever seen her perform cabaret here in New York City, you know Bridget Everett is something special.
Now the comedian, the singer, the actress finally has a lead.
Yes.
It is her own comedy series. It's called Somebody Somewhere. It's about a girl from Kansas. She moves back home to take care of her dying sister, and she struggles to fit in after her passing. Take a look.
I'm so sorry about Holly. She was a few years ahead of us, right?
No, I knew I recognized you.
No, you didn't. I didn't.
No, you didn't. Bridget, before we get to our interview with you, and we're so excited, please tell us what side of the fence you're on when it comes to a bologna sandwich.
She doesn't like it.
We did a Twitter poll.
I can guarantee you.
Either you like bologna or you don't.
Come on, Bridget.
Are you a bologna? Give it.
I'm the youngest of six kids, so I've had my share of bologna, and I do not care for it. I did my time.
She did her time.
I'll try the mask. I'll wear the. Oh, there they are.
Oh my God! Wait, Bridget, which one's you? The little one on the bottom, trying to be noticed.
I'm the little one. Look at my mom. She's like, that's what it's like having six kids. And there's six of us. It's Bridget, Brock, Brian, Brick, Brad, Britton. Isn't that?
Wait, no.
Oh my God!
No.
Wow.
Say that again, please. Say it again. Who is it?
It's Bridget, Brock, Brian, Brooke, Brad, Britton. My sister goes by Alice, but there's, there were six of us. And my mom, you know, I was like, how did that happen? She's like, I don't know. It just did. I'm like, nobody names six kids BR names with, you know, on accident.
Wait, I love your mom.
Yeah.
Okay, your career path is super inspiring. You're a cabaret star. Then you became an actress. But this is the first time you've been the first one on the call sheet.
You're a headliner, baby.
We heard you got a number one necklace, but we were trying to read what your necklace says. Does that say Poppy?
Oh, yeah. As a matter, you know what? This is so funny because this one says Poppy. I don't know if you can see
it.
And then this is my number one on the call sheet right there. I got that for myself. And I have a little pearl necklace from Presley Oldham. But this is so funny because I adopted a dog and I named her Poppy Louise. And I don't mean to go off script here.
Wait. Stop. Pause.
I forgot about this till just now. And I named her Poppy Louise. And then, like, you know, 2 months later, there's a big birth announcement that there's a new baby on the scene named Poppy Louise. I was like, oh my God,
you were first.
There's two of them.
I named Poppy Louise after your dog. I have to make the announcement right here.
No, I named Poppy. Poppy was her foster name, and then Louise is after Louise Mandrell, so it was Poppy Louise. And then, anyway, it's a glorious name. I'm glad there's a more than one
and
in the
a
world.
Baby. That is
so beautiful.
That is pretty amazing. But will you tell us a little bit about your route to stardom? Because I see you as a little girl trying to be noticed in that picture of all those kids. Like, here I am down here in the bottom. But yet somehow, here you are headlining your own show.
Well, I think that, you know, here I am, you know, notice me in my own family sort of had part of the journey, you know, to get where I am today. It's just like tenacity. You know, I loved singing. I loved music. My happiest memories are being around the piano with my family singing and having some cocktails and stuff. And I don't know, I just sort of stuck with it because singing was the only thing that made me happy. And I waited tables for a number of years to get there, but I guess you could say I'm finally here, so it feels pretty good.
Wow. And you know what I love about it is you're celebrating where you're from in this piece. You're from Manhattan, not New York City, Manhattan, Kansas. And like how
they call it the Little Apple, by the way, if you didn't know that, the Little Apple.
I've been to Paris, Texas, but I've never been to Manhattan, Kansas. Yeah. But I love the fact that you are like, you're back to your roots and this big success.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't even my idea, but Paul and Hannah, who are our showrunners, they came up with the idea to do a show in a small town, and then we're like, why not do it in Manhattan? And I was like, why not? So I'm really, you know, I ran from Kansas for many years, so it's really cool to have this, like, full circle moment to be back home, you know?
Well, you have a good partner in crime. Amy Schumer and you are pals. Is she, like, busting that you finally you're having your moment in the sun?
Oh yeah, she's always been very supportive. She's given me a lot of opportunities, and I think you know, it's just really cool to feel that supported and loved from somebody that's so successful and such a good friend.
Well, wow. I know she adores you because I see her talk about you constantly. But can we just before we have to go? But before we do, I know you do cabaret. If we give you a phrase, will you sing it for us?
Let's do it. Let's try it. What's the worst that can happen?
Here's a phrase.
It's going to be good.
Okay. I love hanging out with my friends, Frenza, Hoda, and Jenna.
I love hanging out with my friends, Hoda and Jenna.
Yes. I feel like that should be a commercial for our show.
Or our open of our show. Thank you so much, Bridget. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You.
Congratulations on everything. And tell
Thank
that puppy
much.
Louise that
I think
her
that's
name
hilarious.
Says, hey.
That's crazy.
And somebody somewhere, it's so, so good, y'all. Check it out. It airs Sunday nights on HBO, and it's available to stream right now on HBO Max.
Coming up. Kelly Rizzo. She remembers her late husband, Bob Saget, and the enormous impact he had. Coming up next.
It's been a week and a half since the passing of beloved comedian Bob Saget. There's been an enormous outpouring of condolences, but no one is feeling the loss quite like his wife of 3 years, Kelly Rizzo. Hoda, you had the chance to catch up with Kelly yesterday.
I did. She's a lovely human being. My very first time meeting Kelly, and I just couldn't believe how poised and brave she is. And she's in deep pain, but you'll see that her perspective is really remarkable.
We were inseparable from our very first date, pretty much. We knew that was it. We knew that it was something different and unique.
For Kelly Rizzo, life with Bob Saget was a modern-day fairy tale. Did he find you or did you find him?
He found me on Instagram and then reached out to a mutual friend. He's like, do you know this Kelly Rizzo girl? Is she nice? And so he texted me and said, Bob Saget's going to reach out to you. And I was like, what? That's random. That's kind of weird. And at first I wasn't necessarily into it. But then when I realized just how incredible he was, I'm like, can't pass this up. He's just too special of a guy.
Kelly and Bob were 3 years into the relationship when they said, I do, a day Kelly calls the best day of her life. While they were only married for 3 years before Bob passed, their bond is everlasting.
You know, we valued every single second that we had together. So that's why it's, you know, this is so heartbreaking. But at the same time, every second that we had together was just maximized to the fullest. There was nothing, you know, left unsaid and nothing left on the table. So those are the things that I'm just trying to hold on to, you know.
He made a lot of beautiful choices in his life, marrying you, top of that list. So I heard someone say that Bob was an I love you guy.
He said, I love you. His friends knew he loved him. He told him over and over and over.
I know how important he was to them. I mean, you know, John Stamos, they were best friends for 35 years. Mm-hmm. And so I'm just trying to make sure that they're okay, because I'm like, I've only known him barely 6 years. You guys have known him for 20, 30, 40 years.
While the rest of us think of Bob Saget as our TV dad to daughters Aubrey, Jennifer, and Laura, Bob Saget was dad.
They were his entire life. They were his absolute life's work and his passion. He loved them. And I know they're my stepdaughters, but we're all very, very, very close. And I just love them and will be there for them always.
You know, I feel like everyone felt like they knew Bob, because everyone mm-hmm. grew up watching him, or even young kids now were watching him again on TV. But Kel, who was the Bob Saget like at dinner when there was no audience? What was that guy like?
He just wanted to make people feel good. Every relationship, even if it was something that in somebody's life would be a smaller relationship, to him was very meaningful, and they knew it too. It's funny, like our dry cleaners, I always joke that he had a deeper relationship with them than he had with anybody. You know, like they love him.
Bob leaves behind a legacy of kindness, a mission that became especially important to him after suffering the loss of his sister to an autoimmune disease.
He'd gone through so much in his life, and he knew how hard life could be. And so he always was just so kind and loving to everybody. And
he was just, sorry, he was just such a, he was just the best man I've ever known in my life. And he was just so kind and so wonderful. And everybody that was in his life knew it. And even anybody that would just casually meet him was like, wow, this was a special guy.
And he was yours.
Yeah, and that's why I'm just, I feel so, I mean, I don't want to say lucky, I feel so blessed that, you know, that's just the perspective I'm trying to have now, that, you know, because people are like, oh, well, you know, you got robbed, and it's not fair, and I know it's not fair, but at the same time, you know, I got to be that one in his life that was with him for these last almost 6 years, and as hard as this is, I'm just trying to think of, I got to be that person that went on this amazing journey with him.
Yeah, he was, I mean, she described him as an I love you guy, and he really was. And he lost his sister to scleroderma, which is a cause near and dear to his heart that he's been raising money for. He lost another sister to a brain aneurysm when they were younger. And so it seems like the life lessons he took from all that pain was, say it out loud. If you love someone, tell them, tell them. But the Scleroderma Research Foundation, they say that Bob actually raised over $26 million over his lifetime, and people are still donating to this day in his honor. So if you want to learn more, go to HodaAndJenna.com.
That was a beautiful interview, and if it teaches us anything, it's like to be that I love you person.
Yes, yes.
Always be that I love you person, and we'll be back right after this.
Who is right here in our studio, our good friend Jill Martin. She's here to dish all the buzziest beauty trends from the latest episode of her Today All Day streaming show. It is called Shop Today.
Okay, before we jump into these cool products, you can scan that QR code right by Hoda and you shop with us. Okay, Jill, you know the beauty products. We don't know anything.
Yeah, what's...
So this is the buzziest products that I know you'll love, that there's not a lot of inventory of them, and we've secured them. So let's start with something I think you guys are going to like. The Hey Dewey Wireless Humidifier, $49.95. I actually spotted this in Al's dressing room. You know, he's into all the gadgets. Yeah. It's a portable humidifier creating a refreshing cool mist that it replenishes moisture in your skin that could be lost throughout the day, especially in the cold. And it's a perfect device.
Don't plug it in.
It's portable, yeah. So you're able to charge it and then bring it with you. And it's the perfect device to begin your winter beauty routine, you know? Yes. And it really feels good. It has a nightlight feature. So it really feels good at night. It's sort of a habitual thing as well.
I love that. Now, this is some serum, CEO Glow.
Okay, so this is going crazy on social media. It's the Sunday Riley CEO Glow Vitamin C Serum, starting at $40. Now, there's so many ways to use this. You can apply the super absorbing facial oil anytime. I would put it on now. I planned
I
on
love
it.
Like, this.
Yeah, so oh. day or night. It just gives you that little bit of a boost, a little bit of moisture, and it gives you that dewy feeling, you know, when you feel a little dry throughout mm-hmm. the day. It's infused with vitamin C, turmeric, and evening primrose yes. oil. Turmeric, like, fixes. It's like Windex.
Everything.
It, like, it's good for everything. It can help brighten, hydrate, and leave your skin glowy and beautiful, and it also smells amazing. All right. Mm. This I love.
We
I keep
love
this
her.
In the freezer, okay?
The whole
you
thing.
Look ridiculous, but
Charlotte
trust
Tilbury.
Me,
we
you put it
her.
On your face. It has these tiny beads. You put it in for a half hour in the freezer, and then the beads go on your face, and it cools
feel?
You down.
Oh, wow.
It's not cold right now, but habitually, this is something I use at
wow.
night. Yep.
And you put it around your neck.
Yeah, I mean, the kids will really get a kick out of this.
Yeah, you'd like
that. And you put this part on your forehead. And what are these little things?
They freeze.
They freeze, and then they're, like, to your pressure points with the beading.
On your face?
We'll try it later.
You just leave it on until it
thaws
down?
So you leave it on, yeah. And I leave it on for about 20 minutes, but it does start my routine at night.
I love it. Oh, you do it at night? I'm into it.
Yeah, and then gloves in a bottle. This is really interesting. A lot of reviews. Check them out. On Amazon, a lot of great reviews. So the name says it all. It's $17.95. It's a protective lotion that is perfect to apply right before you head out the door into a cold. So get this. It acts as a buffer between the wind and cold, sort of like gloves, created to moisturize dry, irritated skin by enhancing the integrity of the outer layer of the skin and allowing the skin to heal.
It's totally buttery
right?
and awesome.
And so it works as like a
What's
shield instead of gloves.
Gloves in a bottle.
It's all the rage right now. And then last up, I know we only have a little bit of time. This works perfect heels recovery balm. My feet are always dry. I put
Me
this
too,
on
mine
at
are
night.
So crusty.
I put this on at night and then I put socks over it and then I wake up with soft feet and it's deeply moisturizing, crack heels. So these are all small investments that can make a big difference
okay,
in
honestly,
your routine.
Honestly, every product is so good.
I love the smell.
Do you like bologna sandwiches?
It's so funny. I love bologna. Oh, my mom used to make it. Bologna. Oh. Bologna
what's,
with mustard.
What's the Twitter? Okay. With mustard.
So, yeah.
Smash it down.
On white bread. All right. To shop these products, scan the QR code below or text shop to 34318 or head to today.com/shopallday. And just a reminder, Today works with affiliate partners and may earn a commission on purchases made through the QR code and our links.
And don't forget to tune in to Shop Today with Joe Martin. It streams today at 11:30 and 5:30. Also, don't forget, coming up, in addition to what we're about to tease, our Twitter poll results about bologna sandwiches.
Let's see how that goes.
Okay. We will. Coming up, she's dancing her way to the top of Hollywood's hit list, Maddie Ziegler, coming up next.
I know.
Maddie doesn't like a look.
Join Hoda Kotb for a brand new season of her podcast, Making Space.
For season 5, I am making space to talk to people who are providing a sense of hope and inspiration when life changes course.
Uplifting conversations with inspiring individuals like NFL legend Drew Brees, singer-songwriter Ziggy Marley, and Today Show co-anchor Savannah Guthrie as you have never heard her before.
I found faith more viscerally, not because the bad thing didn't happen, but because it did.
I promise you, like me, will leave these conversations with some wisdom for your own journey, empowered and inspired to make space in your own life.
New episodes of Making Space with Hoda Kotb are released every Wednesday. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, Willie Geist here, reminding you to check out the Sunday Sit Down podcast. On this week's episode, I get together with 16-time Grammy winner Alicia Keys to talk about a career full of beautiful music and the new Broadway musical inspired by her own life. You can get our conversation now for free wherever you download your podcasts.
Maddie Ziegler was just 8 years old when she starred on the reality show Dance Moms. Her raw talent, that charisma, popped right off that screen.
And now from the splashy new musical West Side Story to her new role in the drama The Fallout, it's safe to say this 19-year-old star is very much on the rise. Hey, Maddie.
Maddie.
Hi, how are you guys?
Great to see watching you on Dance Moms and watching you now. I mean, could you have imagined when you were on the stage back then as a little kid that we'd be sitting here having an interview talking about these huge and amazing projects?
Definitely not. I mean, I definitely pictured that I would want my life to go this way, but I didn't think that acting would play as big of a part as it does now. So I'm really grateful for that.
Okay, so you and your sister, Kinsey, who was, I think she was also on Dance Moms.
Yeah.
You guys have a podcast, and your mom kind of likes to sneak in, right? She likes to sneak into the podcast.
And
how does that go?
Well, I think Kenzie and I, part of us is like, oh, it's a little bit embarrassing. But then we realize we're actually talking about her in every episode, regardless of if we plan it or not. She always comes up. And so we love her so much. And we definitely needed her to be a part of it just because she is one of the main topics that we bring up.
Do you ever, I mean, your podcast, you're very open and honest. Do you ever talk about your boyfriend, Eddie?
Yeah, he definitely comes up in conversation.
Okay, can we just show cover? Can we just cover of Harper's Bazaar, please? 19 years old on the cover of Harper's Bazaar.
By the way, that never happens, okay? When you're 19, you don't get the cover.
I mean, wow.
Wait, what?
Thank you. Yeah, that was so much fun.
Okay, so you, cool. By the way, on Instagram, or I guess he wrote, cover with my BFF.
Your besties, too?
Are y'all best friends?
Yeah, we were best friends long before we started dating. So it's cool to be able to kind of share this experience with someone else that understands this world. And it's been so much fun, honestly. Oh,
and then you wear the same kind of clothes.
Is that true?
Yeah, we definitely share clothes all the time.
So when you go shopping, do you look for clothes that would work for both of you or...
Yeah. I never really just look for myself anymore. It's very much just like, oh, I know we'll both wear this.
It's hilarious. Hoda and I sometimes do that. This is my shirt.
I'm wearing
Hoda. Yeah.
See?
Works for both of us. Okay, so this new movie, The Fallout, is super powerful. It's super emotional and truthful. What was it like to be part of it?
I mean, it was such an honor to be a part of it. I absolutely adore Megan Park, who wrote and directed this movie. It's so cool to just be a part of a female-led movie as well. I think this message needs to be brought up way more, and I'm glad that it's being brought to the forefront, for sure.
Did acting come easily? Like, going from a dancer to an actress, there are skills that are similar and skills that you have to learn. Were you just kind of learning on the job? And tell us about that.
Yeah, I guess I kind of realized while I was filming music videos that I was playing a different character in each one of those videos, and that's kind of how it led me to acting. And in very many ways, dance has helped me with acting so much, because they are pretty similar in a lot of ways. But yeah, I'm also lucky enough that I've been able to kind of like share the two worlds together and do, you know, dancing in a cool film. So it's been really amazing.
You're 19. You just moved out of your mom's house. Do you still go over and visit for laundry and or food?
Yeah.
All the time. I've lived on my own for a little over a year now, and I absolutely love it, because I do love now going over to my mom's house all the time. And I think the first day I moved out, I called her, like, I think it was 12 times in one day, and I think she really appreciated it. So, yeah.
Well, Maddie, we're real proud of you. Congratulations on your success.
Yes.
And everything that comes next. You can catch Maddie in The Fallout. It streams exclusively on HBO Max on January 27th.
Yeah, it's a really powerful film.
Thank you,
Maddie, and we'll be back right after this.
Thank you for hanging out with us today. It was fun.
Okay, we have a really important update on the baloney conversation from earlier, and I'm glad that our viewers have spoken, because they've weighed in on Instagram, and only 32% say they like baloney, while 68% say no.
However, let's move to Twitter. 62% say yay baloney, 38% say they don't.
No, this just explains social media here, okay?
Tomorrow, our pal Maria Shriver
and Insecure's Yvonne Orji. Bye, y'all.
He would lie his way into their dreams.
He was looking for James Bond girls.
How fun would that be to be a Bond girl?
Then twist them into a nightmare.
This guy's done this before. He'll do it again.
Until a group of women banded together to put him behind bars and keep him there.
You have to participate fiercely, fiercely in what happens next.
I'm Keith Morrison, and this is Murder in the Hollywood Hills, an all-new podcast from Dateline.
All episodes of Murder in the Hollywood Hills are available now. To listen ad-free, subscribe to Dateline Premium on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or DatelinePremium.com.